Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly out here in Solon at the Liberty dealership here, the first of our five Liberty remotes that we are doing through this month of December. Want to encourage you to come out here today. We're here for the rest of this hour doing the show, and Hanford Top Dog Dixon is here. He's available to sign autographs and pose for pictures, whatever you might want to do. We've had some folks drop by, and we encourage you on this beautiful day, if you're in the neighborhood, to come on out and see us for sure. Certainly come on out to check the line of Ford vehicles. 32811 Aurora Road in Solon. Beautiful Ford cars. I'm driving one. Nathan's driving one.
That's right.
My mom's
driving one.
And your mom's driving one. You just put her into a Ford recently when she moved here from California. That is good stuff. All right. We got to talk about, and we want, by the way, to hear from you. You want to tweet us at Browns_daily or call us 216-578-0850. Want those barks from the pound. Interesting comment that I saw from a person who is asking the question about whether or not, okay, so this is John McNamara at J Mac Travel 4 is his Twitter handle. He says, why not start Alex Tanny versus the Pats? He says there's no tape on him, and you know what you're getting in Caleb Haney. That's a fair point, but I still think what he doesn't know is the danger here, Nathan. I mean, I think that's the worry. And look, people will say, well, can't it get worse than it's been. It actually can. It actually can if you put a guy who is likely to be very ill-prepared, at least versus someone with years of experience, the 6 years that Haney has, even though it's only four starts along those 6 years. I think that's the better alternative right now, don't you?
I don't know.
I disagree. I know there's not a great answer to this, but given
I've seen Caleb Haney play before, and I know that he tried out here last week and wasn't signed at that time.
Right.
So I know that he's the better option? I can't say that I do. I don't know that there is a good option. I think that really to me is the bigger problem. You know, we're talking about at this point what seems to be the lesser of two evils for this team at this point. At least Tanny's been here, though. He's been in the system. Obviously, if they're going to start him, and speaking of Haney, they feel comfortable that he's going to be able to acclimate and do enough in this game against New England. Listen, we said at the beginning of the show, if you're just joining us in hour number two, it's easy. Every team that leads their division in the National Football League has started one quarterback for this season. And by the way, they're all pretty good. Every team that is last in their division, at least six of the eight that are last, have started multiple quarterbacks this year. The only two that have started their same quarterback all year, Washington, where RG3 started the season, certainly beaten up. And in Atlanta, where they've lost Julio Jones, they've lost offensive linemen, they've lost defensive players, and if they've had basically a dreadful season. So it's a pretty simple formula. The Browns, as we said, will be on their fourth starting quarterback. No matter which way they go, there's a possibility, given that quarterbacks have not been able to stay healthy behind the offensive line, which has given up the second most sacks in the league, that we'll see both of these guys against New England, and the Browns will have now had five quarterbacks on the field this season. So I don't know that there's a right answer. I know from what I've seen of Caleb Haney in the past that, you know, it has not been great. 3 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, as we talked about. I've never seen Alex Tanny. It's the only thing that I've ever seen from him on tape was that trick shot video, and I was pretty darn impressed by it. So I wouldn't mind seeing what he can do in a real NFL game. At this point, really, what is there to lose for me? That's the question.
Right. The curiosity seeker in me that is sitting there saying, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing just to see it. I do have a sense of what Caleb Haney is, even with a limited body of work. And the new guy is the new guy. And new is different, and it might even be fun based on that video. But you're not doing trick shots in a football game, and it's a whole different environment. I know he's been tired of hearing that, hearing people just constantly refer to that. But that is his claim to fame. He'll have to change that when he gets out on the field to see if he can do something else to register a claim to fame and play a football game. By the way, 216-578-0850, and we do have some calls.
Let me just jump in real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
I just have some more thoughts on this as you were talking that kind of came to me. Is there a scenario in which Caleb Haney is a member of the Cleveland Browns in 2014? I would say no.
No.
Is there a scenario in which Alex Tanny is a member of the Cleveland Browns in 2014? Yes. I'd say maybe. So why not see what you have in him in a game that, you know, at this point, given the way the last 3 weeks have gone, does not have necessarily the implications that it may have at one time had? Why not see him? If he's not the guy, why was he signed over Haney last week?
I'll tell you why. I'll answer the question of why it wouldn't happen as far as putting him on the field. All the other points you referenced, these are two different conversations. You had you put on a general manager's sort of personnel hat when you said what you said, right? You made that assessment looking ahead, who's on the roster, how you're configuring the quarterback depth. Put on your coaching hat, put on your Rob Chudzinski hat or your North Turner hat, and you know what they say? I don't want a guy out there who is that empty of experience, who is that bereft of the ability to know our offense, to know what he's doing, and a week's time doesn't do it, and the fact that this would be his first career start, I don't want to put that guy out there. That's what the coaches are saying. That's a coach's thing versus a personnel thing, and ultimately the decision of who starts at quarterback Sunday and beyond will still come down to Rob Chudzinski as a coach and the coaching staff. They're the ones that are going to take the lead on this. Personnel department made the decision to sign the other guy, and I'm not entirely sure why you did that, except that I guess you did it thinking you weren't going to have another quarterback suffer a concussion in 2 weeks. I really think that's where their heads were when they signed Alex Tanny, and thinking that at some point after he completes the concussion protocol that Jason Campbell might be heading back to the lineup, you know, in the near future. And I still don't know if that's not the case, but it's not looking like it's the case today. So that would be my answer to
Even
that.
Even so, the decision was made that he was the guy who was one play away from playing last week over Caleb Haney.
I know. I get that. Yeah. I do get that. But I'm telling you, it's the spectrum of the thinking also includes, you know, where the coaching staff is in all this.
Sure.
All right, calls. And we're in Solon at the Liberty Ford dealership here on Aurora Road, and we got a call from Solon. It's Don. Hello, Don.
Vic, how you doing?
Good, my man. How are you?
Good, good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I used to travel to Buffalo a lot for work and started doing that like in the early 90s, and remember, you know, listening to you and reading to you, and when I saw that you were over here in the last few years, I can't remember even how many years, I was, you know, very glad to have somebody as professional as you.
Because very nice, Don. Thank you.
I don't know you. I'm not family or anything.
I don't have any family members that I know of named Don, but I'm willing to adopt you, man, if you keep saying nice things like
that. You'll take
them.
You'll take them.
And we're paisans, too. So the other part of it is, too, is just, you know, I just appreciate it because, you know, I've lived here my entire life. I was as upset as anybody the other day, but, you know, I always try to look for the positive things. It's not that there's a whole lot positive, but you guys speak a lot of facts, you know, about the quarterback, you know, the fact that you put about the quarterback situation and the multiple quarterbacks that we've had to go through, that the division leading teams and the better teams have not had, you know, that misfortune. And that misfortune has happened a lot to us since we've been back. I mean, this isn't the first year it's happened. It hasn't happened this bad, but we've gone through three or four quarterbacks, you know, more than a few times since we've been back. And, you know, but that's history. I hope that the fans, the majority of the fans, you know, put aside what they hear from all the jokesters on the other sports talk channels in this town that, you know, they're just these sports talk guys, in my mind, are just trying to make a name for themselves with the cute little quips that they do every time. And to me, it's almost like they wish for things to go bad, so they, you know, it makes their jobs easier.
Probably
that's
not
just
too
my
far
opinion
from the truth on that. I mean, it's fodder, yeah, and that's what you know, what people, I guess, sort of seek. But Don, thank you for that call, and we appreciate the kind words, especially. But your perspective is appreciated. How about Jeff in Louisville, Ohio? Is Jeff still on the line there?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Not
first
too much,
I want to commend you for being able to broadcast a couple hours a day and maintain some positive feedback in a very negative situation, to say the least. Let's be honest about it. No matter what quarterback they put back there on Sunday, it's going to be a train wreck. I mean, these guys are as low at the bottom of the barrel as you can get, and you know they're not in the league for a reason. And, you know, we've just come across you know, I'm 48 years old, and I bought into this whole thing that we are going to make a new change. We get a new owner, and I bit that chunk off, and I said, okay, I believe in it, and became a season ticket holder after 48 years, and I was all gung-ho, and it's like Groundhog Day all over again. And I don't understand it, but I'll always be a Browns fan no matter what. And I think that's a sickness, because most people would walk away, but Browns fans don't, which I commend everyone that still listens and still participates.
Yes.
And I will tell you this, the only chance Cleveland has of winning this Sunday is if they remove the numbers and put pictures of garbage cans on every uniform and tell them to hit them. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you very much. And, you know, to me, that's my point. I just look at this game and I say, does Caleb Haney improve the chances of the Browns winning this game that significantly over Alex Tanny that it's not worth evaluating him and seeing what a guy is going to do when given the biggest opportunity of his life?
Yeah, I will not argue that.
Because I'm not sure that the percentages change at all.
I will not argue against that at all. I just know how the coaching staff thinks, and you do too. I mean, you know that mindset. And coaches just – they – for as much as the rest of us live in a world that projects and talks about everything in bigger pictures,
they have to deal with it.
And deal, right. They deal with things in a very narrow focus at times. And this is probably for their sanity. You just heard the caller say to kind of keep himself driving and following it as a fan, how difficult that is. All right, you're a coaching staff trying to keep a team engaged that has lost six of the last seven. Keep players on board and keep yourself, your staff, in preparing for a game with something. And I think there's this idea that happens somewhere in a meeting room where you're preparing a game plan and you're looking at each other and you're looking at the kid that you know nothing about in Tanny, the kid who's from the practice squad, who was on that practice squad for a reason. As the caller said, these guys, he used the reference bottom of the barrel, and that's a fair account for what these quarterbacks are, and there's no attempt to present it any differently than that. But that said, that's a practice squad guy, and can you, with a straight face, get yourself ready as a coaching staff to say, we're going to put this guy in, versus the other guy who, all right, he's been in this league 6 years. He's made four starts. It's not as rudimentary. It's not as base fundamental as it would be for him. But your point...
He's also out of the league and not on a practice squad.
Understood. I was just going to say, you are all... but you are... But the practice squad guy is basically that. He's
sure.
Scout team. He's not prepping with any more meaningful snaps than Haney's getting. But I'm not going to sit here and disagree with what you're saying about percentage of victory being improved by one guy over the other. It's not down to that. I really think it's down to a coaching staff that has to sort of look itself in the mirror and say, this is our best option. That's really all it is. Even if you and I could say, coaches, come on, does it really make that much of a difference? They can't think that way.
No, they got to absolutely,
right?
Got to do what they think is, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, we want to get into one of our favorite features on this show. It's sweeping the nation. It really is. It's the talk of the town, and I know it's the talk of other towns. It's called After Further Review, and we're going to get into that with our great producer, Dave DiNatale. That is coming up as we bring you Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from Liberty Ford in Solon, Aurora Road. Vic Carucci, yours truly here. Nathan Zagura, he's there at the studio in Berea. But you're with us, and you're not going to want to miss what's coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.